Chapter 52, The Raid. Betty enlists the help of Cheryl for a secret expedition. Jughead leads the Serpents on a personal mission, and Archie reconnects with old friends. This is Jughead's...
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here.
You got a little help reading that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had
some breath.
You had some breath. Why
am
here.
I not even connected to my phone?
Listen, Jordan.
I'm looking at my fact.
Everyone out there, it's Jugheads again. Now, for us, for you out there, everyone, this is the 2 weeks in a row, the second Jugheads 2 weeks in a row. For Jordan and I, it's been, what, a month since we recorded?
What?
2 weeks? A month?
I think 2 weeks.
Been a long time.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Feels like it's forever. And it feels like it's going to take a long time for me to get back into Jughead's, which is why we can't take a week off. But since we did take a week
off...
It's
almost done.
Jordan, why don't you tell me what you did for the week?
I went camping.
Mm-hmm.
I kayaked.
Would you care to elaborate?
I slept in a tent on the ground.
I don't mean describe camping.
I went.
Everyone knows what camping is.
I went for hikes in the north.
Uh-huh.
There were raccoons.
Uh-huh. Did you see a bear? Before you left,
I did not see a bear.
I did speculate that you were going
to
get swiped
by a bear. You wanted me to get
eaten
by a bear.
I wanted you to get eaten by a bear. I wanted you to get hit like Archie, like the
bear. I've only seen bears once in my life within, and that was in Alberta.
Mm-hmm. No, Alberta.
Alberta.
Alberta. There was a bear up there.
I have not seen any. Actually, no. I saw one in Thunder Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder
Bay.
Thunder Bay. I saw one in Thunder Bay. It was a good bear.
How do you know? That bear could have killed someone.
It was dead.
Okay. Well, the only, as I always say, the only good bear is a dead bear.
Who says that?
Well, if Yogi Bear was dead, he wouldn't be causing so much problems.
Yogi Bear is
a
great man.
The Ranger Dave.
Is his name Dave?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not Gord?
It might be Ranger Gord.
I always say it's Ranger Gord and then everyone yells at me.
Yeah, because then we look it up and you're wrong and you keep going back to Ranger
Gord. Ranger
Gord. You might be wrong.
But yeah, I camped, I kayaked, I hiked through. There were some raccoons, some peregrine falcons.
No one knows what that is. You're making that up.
Beaver dams.
Here's what I have to say about beavers.
I didn't
are you ready?
See the otters. There were otters.
I like otters, but are you ready for my opinion on beavers?
Beaver dams? What about them?
Get them out of here.
Why? They are out of
here. They're clogging up all the water.
That's what they're supposed to do.
And the water can't get through.
Gets through.
We have a water...
Just slower.
I don't know if you've heard, we have a water crisis. And I think it's because the beavers are hoarding all of the water.
No, they should be doing it more. It's because all the wetlands are gone.
Yeah, because the beavers are making it too dry.
No, they're making it flood. It's flooding here all the time. Because they destroyed the wetlands.
That's true.
Please stop destroying the wetlands.
What we need to do is build robot beavers so they can make...
More wetlands,
more,
please.
But if you made a robot beaver, do you think that it would eat metal trees? And then its dams would be made of jagged, sharp metal.
It depends on how you program that beaver.
That's true. Do you want to know what I did this week?
What?
I played a lot of Bloodstained Ritual of the Night for the Switch.
Yeah, I saw it has boobs on it. What does it do?
It's Castlevania.
With boobs?
It's basically a sequel to Castlevania Symphony of the Night. It's very good. If
it seems
there,
like one of those
booby
Japanese
classic,
games.
It's not. It's got a very anime style.
The cover
but
looks
so,
like
so
it.
So did Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Let me... Listen. Castlevania
right
has... Castlevania
Why do they got to do this all the time?
Where are you even seeing boobs?
Right there with that tattoo.
Ah, you're looking
on
in the
it.
Wrong spot. Look at the big sword. It's good. I'll say... If you like Castlevania Symphony of the Night, you might enjoy Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
Is this her soul on the inside of the
sword?
No,
that's Dominique. I can't tell you anything about Dominique because it'll be a spoiler.
Rose right there.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a rose on her boob
and
on the sword.
That's a shard. That's what she uses to power herself. She's holding powers.
Why is it all roses and then
a
dragon?
God. Yeah, that's
a
big dragon in the background. Listen,
like a snake coming out of the dragon's mouth.
Everyone, it's a good game. If you like Castlevania, you should play Bloodstained. Don't play it on the Switch. It's the worst version of the game. That's
Castlevania?
Fine. That's
or yeah. Bloodstained?
If you like Castlevania, you will like Bloodstained, I said.
Hmm.
They're yeah, very.
Which
they're
version's
all...
the worst version on the Switch? The Castlevania game?
No, Bloodstained.
What's it better on?
PS4, PC seems to be the best place to play it right now.
Mm.
Are you still looking up a fact?
Yes.
Okay, Jordan. Well, it's time to talk about Riverdale. And what maybe the earliest we've gotten into actually talking about Riverdale in the last several of these podcasts. So why don't we jump right in? We're talking about, yeah, because normally it goes for like 20 minutes. We're only up to 4.
Oh my God.
Should we do more banter?
No, I don't
wuzzle,
care.
Wuzzle, wuzzle. Woozle, wuzzle.
What?
It's...
Who does that? Fozzie Bear?
I think Homer Simpson does it when he's like woozle, looking wuzzle? For a catchphrase in an episode of The Simpsons. Woozle, like...
Waka waka.
That's Fozzie Bear.
Hey, who's waka
the,
waka.
Who's the bad Muppet?
Animal?
No.
What do you mean
from,
bad?
From your favorite movie.
The new the Muppets?
No, the Happy Time.
I Muppets. Haven't seen it.
It's you, but you. It's very strange because you say you haven't seen it, but then it is your favorite movie.
I don't know.
I think you especially Melissa like
McCarthy and.
I think you especially like
who's
the part
Muppet? Is it
where
like
the Muppet busts?
Dennis Leary.
It's Leary. But it would be amazing.
It
if
sounds
it was
that seems
Leary.
Like it would be a Dennis Leary.
Oh
movie.
Man, yeah, that would be very good. But you like the part where the Muppet busts, right? Yeah, all around
in the trailer.
Yeah, on Joel McHale.
Maya Rudolph is his secretary,
man, Netflix
right?
really busted on Joel McHale, didn't they?
Aren't they hiring him and stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Happy Time Murders is a terrible movie.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst
you know,
movies
it is a
I've
good
ever
movie.
Seen in my life.
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2. Okay, if you want to make this banner segment go long, we can talk about Terminator 2. That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I liked it a lot more than Terminator 1.
That's an insane opinion to have, but most people have it. I think Terminator 1 is the better film.
I think
Terminator 1 is real.
There's more...
Terminator 1 can happen tomorrow.
No.
There's yes,
more,
it can!
There's more emotional connection, I think, in Terminator 2.
Well, because he's with his friend?
Yeah, he's friends with the
he's
little,
with his
good
friend,
little boy.
Eddie Furlong?
Yeah, that was... I recognized the name, and then it wasn't until I looked him up, I was like, oh, this is sad.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, right, it's the hero from American History
yeah,
X.
Yeah.
It's not... Eddie... The parts with... Okay. Here's what I'll say about Terminator 2. Are you ready?
What?
It's a fantastic movie.
What, you don't like
Jason
him
Patrick,
as the little kid?
He's... Whatever. He's whiny as hell, but what, like, what
I
are your...
I think he's pretty good.
Your...
As a little kid actor?
No, man, you gotta say hasta la vista.
It's just the 80s.
No one says man anymore.
I think you're misremembering.
Oh, my friends were playing Nintendo, and I was learning how to blow shit up.
I don't like him.
No, he's pretty good.
But I do a perfect impression of him.
He won an Oscar for that.
Here's the thing. If you're gonna make... It's because they're making Terminator for kids. That's what they're doing.
In Terminator 2?
Yeah, they're making the Terminator for kids. He's got a kid friend. He's not killing anybody. He's just for kids now.
I think kids would want him to kill things.
No, kids are scared of that. I was scared of Terminator 1.
No, they would
want... I'm not scared of Robert Patrick.
Robert
he
Patrick
is scared
is
when he comes
scary.
Out of the floor, but yeah. I'm not scared of him. Get out. That's one of the best lines. And that guy jumps out of a helicopter. It's very good. That is one of the only James Cameron films where it is worth watching the director's cut. Because it's got the scene... Did you watch the director's cut? Did you see a scene where they were in a gas station and they were reprogramming his head?
No.
Then you did not watch the director's cut. It's got a few really cool
maybe
moments.
Maybe I did. Like, that's
it's just,
after...
It's just good movie making.
They break her out.
Yeah.
And they go...
They're in the gas station overnight.
There.
And then she's gonna... taking out her...
She's taking bullets out of him.
She's taking the chip out of him. Right? Did you see that? Her taking the
chip
out
of his taking
head?
Bullets or like sewing
yeah.
up his
yeah.
flesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he's got the neural network processor that she has to reprogram so he can learn for himself.
No.
See, that's the director's
cut. It just says later on that like he's learning for himself just because he's around humans.
Yeah.
A
which
lot.
Like that's fine, but the director's cut is cool because they had to get Linda Hamilton's sister to like play her in a mirror because she had to be operating on like a dummy while Arnold's looking at her and like one-to-one movement with her twin sister. It's very cool movie making. It's very nice. Terminator 2 is a fantastic movie. It's nowhere near as good as Terminator 1. Terminator 1 is a gritty, real cyberpunk movie with Bill Paxton as a tough who gets punched through
the tummy.
What's
his name? Kyle Connor?
John Connor.
No, that's the boy.
Kyle Reese.
Kyle Reese, that's it.
So you didn't watch the director's cut, so you didn't see the scene where she's chasing after a vision of Kyle Reese that she's having in the insane asylum?
No.
Where she's running in slow motion
going...
Did
they get him back to do that?
Yeah, Michael Biehn will show up anywhere that you have a fifth of bourbon. What are you talking about? He'll be in any James Cameron...
Is he still alive? Did he die?
He's very much alive, but
dead.
Very much an alcoholic, I believe.
Bill Paxton
died
dead.
Like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, after complications from heart surgery. Mm. But Michael Biehn is still very much with us, and I'm hoping will be in the next Terminator.
Not a spoiler for Stranger Things 3. Guess what famous actor's son, who is a...
Chet Hanks.
No. Famous actor's older son, like older...
You can't have a son that's older than you.
Like, older actor, son is middle-aged, is in Stranger Things Season 3.
Okay, you've positioned this like a riddle, so yes. I have to bring... Guess which older actor's older son...
Middle-aged son.
...is in Stranger Things 3. Season 3. Dan Aykroyd's son. No.
We've seen... You've seen him before in movies, but not often. And his father's
Richard
crazy.
Richard Dreyfuss'
son. His father's
son.
Crazy.
Who is it?
Jake Busey.
Okay, that's nice. Now, did you think about that because you were thinking of Predator 2?
I don't know why that popped in my head.
Because Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator.
Is it Carl Weathers?
It's Danny Glover in Predator 2. Gary Busey in Predator 2.
Carl, who does he do the handshake with in Predator?
Carl Weathers.
That is Carl Weathers.
Okay. In Predator 2, the main character is Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about...
Did you see the trailer for Jumanji, the new Jumanji?
I did not.
Okay, so it's the same kids,
mm-hmm.
but going into the game...
Is the Jonas brother there?
He's still there,
yeah.
but going...
But he... Why would he go back?
The kids don't end up in the same thing. Instead...
What, are they in an app?
The kid is living with his grandfather,
mm-hmm.
Danny DeVito.
Cool.
And his...
Do the grandfathers go in?
Grandfather's friend... Danny Glover, and they go into the game accidentally.
Was it them who were in Gone Fishing? I know Danny Glover was in Gone... No,
wasn't
was it
that
Danny
Walter
DeVito?
Matthau?
No, it was Danny Glover, and I want to say...
Jack Lemmon?
Oh, God, I don't remember who
but,
it was.
But they get sucked in the game, so you got The Rock playing as Danny DeVito.
Great.
And you have Kevin Hart playing as Donald Glover.
A classic
face-off.
And
you have
off.
Jack Black playing as the black kid from the first movie.
Okay, fantastic.
So we'll see how that goes.
This is very good. I will see that movie. I thought The Last Jumanji was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
All right.
I don't think... It's fun because you weren't expecting it to be any good.
Yeah, I certainly wasn't.
I don't
but I
know
tried to go
will.
To the movie with you, and I got to the movie theater, and they said, all sold out. And
it
you
was
had to,
not sold out.
You had, yeah, they just didn't want me to go into that movie for whatever reason.
I had to sit there next to loud children.
Uh-huh.
Didn't like it.
Well, now that we've thoroughly annoyed everyone by
yeah,
saying
we were gonna
get into the thing and then talk about Terminator 2 for another 8 minutes. Dude, what do you say we talk about Riverdale?
Let's do it.
Alright, Chapter 52,
what
The
was
Raid.
My fact?
This is the one... This is... So, I'm gonna press play as soon as this controller loads. I'm going to press go in 3, 2, 1, click, so you better be watching. Now, do I skip the recap?
No.
Okay.
I restarted my phone because I'm not getting any signal.
Because you have that good plan.
Well, it's just I'm not even connected.
Here's like, my... Okay, I've got things to say. It's been a week since I've seen this. I wasn't looking at my phone this time.
Yeah,
I was watching
this in a week either.
Now, I remember feeling that I think Gina Gershon might be a bad person.
The character?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. She's a monster.
I think that... What's her name? Grundle? Gertrude. It's Gertrude.
Gertie?
It's Gertrude.
It's not Gertrude.
Grudence? What's her name? It's her with a G.
Like, Gary.
Gary Busey.
Gary. Jughead's mom, Gary.
It's Groot. It's not Grudence. It's Gertrude. It's Gertrude, isn't it?
It's not that long. Gina? No, that's
Gina. It's Gina Gershon. That's just her name.
Carrie?
It's not Carrie. I think it's...
There's more Chad and Michael Murray in this than you led me to believe.
Well, when you texted me, I was only halfway through the episode,
yeah.
So you can see how I would think that...
Maybe do you think this is fun? They're bad at this.
This, like, beginning of Call of Duty Modern Warfare
Come on,
where
you've
have to run the
like,
thing.
He's got to have seen more television shows, at least know how to walk through places.
You got to check your corners, and that's what aliens
like,
told
Sweet
me.
Like, Sweet Pooey's just strolling around.
Well, Sweet Pooey doesn't fucking care.
Jughead doesn't check here either. Chucky, you're just standing there?
You got shot in the back of the head.
You fool.
Keller shot you in the back of the head. What's Keller doing?
I think just having fun.
Because there's a moment in this episode that I was watching by myself, and I'll warn you, I had a couple drinks at that point, and I like howled with laughter. It was... Oh, I'm going to wait until it happens, but oh my goodness, is it...
I mean, he was the sheriff...
She's still working behind the counter, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what...
As is convenient to the
she
script.
She owns this place, but also works behind the counter.
I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility, but like, she just keeps bouncing around to all over the place. The fact that she's worried about her parents' divorce
They
try and inject some like
family.
Oh,
love.
You know, if your father leaves me, I'm no longer protected. The mob will definitely want to kill me. He's like, what?
Good.
Well, yeah, you're an awful person. And what do you mean?
Betty's excited.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this would be more of a thing. It's barely a thing.
It's barely a thing. I really like that they gussied up the place with the fucking pool table in there. Now this breakfast looks good.
God, no signal.
This breakfast looks very good.
Do you think that's fresh squeezed?
Only the best for Grudens.
What is her name? How do we forget this so quick?
I think it's Gertrude.
It's not Gertrude.
It starts with a G, right? I'm not crazy.
Like Gina Gershon. Do you think Jelly Bean...
We're missing the Saturday morning cartoon. What a weird way to say that when you're like 15. How old is she? 9?
14?
I don't know how old she's supposed to be.
You want her to bane Archie?
I never wanted that. I said that she was going to try.
You said you wanted to see that happen.
I did not. I never said I wanted to see that, and I don't want to see that.
Do you think she's in on her mom's plots?
Yes.
Like, all of them? Like,
well,
the
I don't know. I don't know
about all that.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know if it's all of them. Because, like, one of the beginning episodes...
Is
see, this her. This is where I thought this Gina Gershon might not be that nice.
Yeah, this is creepy.
This is like every time my mom makes me my breakfast.
You're living in a house with Walter White.
I don't know that she's quite as intense as Walter White.
I'm back on, baby.
God, they do this farm thing so well. This, like, creepy farm introduction.
I like the farm.
The
finally.
The, what's it called? The Scientology tour so well.
I'm popping off, man.
I like that Kevin kind of hates Betty now.
He should.
He should.
She's done
she's
a lot
very
of bad,
bad
to
him. To... Look at this power suit. Look.
Hey, it's the 80s.
Look at Alice Cooper's pure white power suit. How are you wearing that around this dusty old church and not getting nothing on it? And they haven't spoken in weeks. Like,
what? So do you think, what are they giving him drugs? Are they filling him with drugs? When they're
filling who with drugs?
Anyone that sees their own, like, their dead family member.
Yeah, they have, like, the whole, and it's
they're
it's,
the ones.
It's known as a hallucinogen, right?
Yeah.
Like,
they're just filling them with.
They put it in like their water
their
or whatever.
Fizzle or whatever.
Yeah, exactly,
and then
their fizzle rocks.
Instead of seeing,
show
a
me my dead son.
Instead of seeing a gargoyle, they're seeing what they want to see.
Would you like to do a quick and easy interview?
I like this buff guy.
This nice man.
Yeah, with his
would
staring
you
eyes.
Would you take an interview
he
from
has
this
not
man?
Blinked once.
No, well, he's creep.
If someone's in there, it's pretty easy to lure him in.
It's true. This is the room where the horrible gargoyle statue was,
yes.
Right? Yeah, okay.
I think this is also the same room where Betty's mom almost died.
Where they, yeah, they did the ritualistic drowning.
Yeah. And then Kevin and Fanes got married.
Yeah, this is kind of an all-purpose room. This is like a family room.
Fanes is just a part of it now, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't infiltrating for some reason?
No, he's just a part of it. Because they welcome all kinds, and Fanes had nowhere to go. I think Betty is bad at doing this interview.
She's been better at being sneaky
in the past. Yeah, but then also sometimes she's really not good at being sneaky at all. For a while, I thought that Evelyn was being tricked by her father. Now it's clear they're working together
Evelyn's
and they have the same goal.
It. Which is,
I do wish every
is
time
it
we're...
money? What's their goal? Or they do they believe in their religion? What do you think the thing is?
Oh, man. Maybe it they does, just... It's got
to
be money.
It's just money?
Like, it has to be
he,
money.
Like, he just wants to be on top of
the cult. Because he just goes from town to town and he just, like, keeps getting money from people?
Yeah.
I would be fine if she went away forever at this point.
Hermione?
Yeah.
There's not... The character's...
Irredeemable
got,
at this point,
ruined
I think.
It. Yeah, you ruined it.
Hiram, I want to see him, like, be in love with Archie from afar. Like, yeah. That's very interesting.
That's just funny. But season one, Hermione was interesting and relatable.
Yeah.
And then she...
But they were, like, they were toying with the idea weird. That she may be with, like, Fred, and
yeah.
actually... But then they were, like...
And then the love triangle
no, we were doing
Hiram,
a trick, yeah.
Which was just forgotten
just
about.
Just bad, yeah. That said, I would never go back to season one of Riverdale, I don't think, knowing where we are now.
Like, rewatching it?
Well, no, I'd just be like, I would never want this show to go back to how reasonably it tame it was in the first season. There wasn't no spooky magic man in that one.
There wasn't a drug-dealing mafia man in love with a teenager.
Like, this is...
Or a drug-dealing mom in not in love with anyone.
This is clearly the best season, even though it's been, like...
It's too long.
Wildly paced.
Yes. Cut out, like, 5 episodes, maybe.
You just want to be done with the podcast.
Yeah. I want a break.
I guess I don't love it.
Look at that phone. Look at Archie as a boy by a waterfall. Call dentist Friday. Bread, pasta, banana.
One banana.
Banana.
Oh no, Archie's dad is a minion.
Now hear me out. Luke Perry passed away. They replace him with an animated minion. All three, Kevin, Bob, and Dave.
Oh man.
They're now Archie's dad.
Yeah.
Gladys, that's it. Her name is
Gertrude's
Gladys.
So Gertrude's not that far off.
It's not the
now,
same.
I'll give you...
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog's back, baby.
Yeah.
It's Mad Dog and he's back and he's pissed. He's not really pissed.
No, he's in a pretty
good
mood.
He's pretty understanding.
Yeah.
He's pissed at the guards. What I was going to say, Jordan, is that I think there's a lot of characters in this show that we should replace with minions. Hermione is number one with a bullet.
Hermione is Kevin.
Yeah.
Veronica
is a minion now.
No. Maybe a
She's
minion.
She's boring. You gotta do something to liven her up.
Reggie, I think, is a minion is good.
No, because Reggie's already bumbling around like as a human, which is funny. I'm talking about we take characters who are bad and we replace them with minions. Anywhere that... Okay, now is this the latest? Because that's like 11 minutes.
No, it wasn't that late.
It's pretty close. It was like 11 minutes.
No, we start... That was like 9 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, you're just hanging out at this gym
They're
that my
just
dad
friends now, which is nice.
It's weird still, how quickly that transferred.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like, and it's also weird that she's like, if it wasn't for you, I'd still be dating Archie because whatever, whatever. It's like, nothing is stopping you.
Yeah,
you made a bad decision.
You chose to end it.
Literally nothing is stopping you right now outside of Reggie, who you don't like.
Yeah. Why would you?
But you would, were he a minion?
Yeah, I think that you would. I was going to say, Tom Keller is a minion.
Yeah, that's very good.
Josie and two minions. The minion cats.
Oh, then Gina Gershon's name doesn't have to be Grudence. It just has to be Gru.
Yeah, Gru is Jughead's mom.
Oh, man. It's funny that, like, Despicable Me was a thing, and now Gru, like, no one gives a shit. But
Gru's done.
People love minions, though. And people do love minions, yes?
They do love them. I saw a car the other day just covered with...
in St. Catharines?
Yeah.
I've seen that minion car. Should I bleep the city?
who cares?
Well, I don't want anyone to try and steal that minion car from this city they know about.
You didn't say that you live there.
I didn't say that I live there.
No.
And no one knows where I live.
You live in Stony Creek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the governor. You can't blackmail me, children. What's his name? Governor Dooley?
No, because Dooley is... No, wait, no, that's Dilton Doily.
Yeah. I think it is Dooley.
I think it is Dooley. These milkshakes look good.
Do you believe this for Cheryl? Her whole thing this episode? I don't.
Jeez, partner, you're going to have to remind me what her whole thing... Oh!
Joins it for real because
she sees
Jason.
I thought she was,
Jason.
Like, past her whole family. I know she
Even
still
Jason?
Likes Jason, but it's like, that's not a thing. Like, they haven't talked about that
in two years.
And it's like, because...
She's mentioned it, like,
the
twice writer,
The writers, like, stumbled onto a plot where they show you a dead person. They're like, oh, we can use this for Cheryl. Like, every bit of this show seems like it's like the writers are just, like, fumbling their way. Like, they're fumbling their way to the end zone. And they're just like, it's...
I'm wondering how the gargoyle thing all wraps up. It's just...
It was Tallboy.
It's not just Tallboy, though.
For a split second in this scene, I thought she was going to be pregnant.
Who, Cheryl?
No.
Or Evelyn Ever
Evelyn
Never.
Evelyn Ever Never.
With whose baby?
Doesn't matter. There was a little
Archie's
poster.
Baby?
There was a little poster that said about being pregnant.
Have her and Archie spoken any words to each
other? I
don't
think so. No. I don't even know that they've seen each other.
They've definitely been in the same room at
some point.
They were
at the same party in the musical episode.
She's talked to Betty. She's talked to Kevin. She's talked to Veronica? Yeah. Yeah, she has talked to... In this episode, she already did. To hang posters. In
oh, yes. Ah, yes. I'm in, cousin. I'm in.
Yeah, let me... MLJ. This is weird.
Major League.
The sweaty
Jugheads
guy.
Comics.
No, it's Mr. League Justice.
Oh, right, of course.
Isn't this like every comic shop you've ever been in?
You go inside and you get crystal meth. Yes, it's like every comic.
Incursion.
There was a comic in the city that I grew up in that... Boy, if you told me they were just slinging drugs out of there for it to be
the
Was
that the one that was just jammed full of comics
all
the time? Yeah,
yeah, the one that was dirty.
Did it move or did it just close?
No, it closed. They weren't paying their employees for years. They were paying their employees in comics. And all of the employees were like over 20. So I'm like, how are you living anywhere when you're being paid in comics?
I know at one point there was 3 comic book stores and now I think it's back down to 1.
Or 0.
Yeah. Man, why are you
God,
wearing...
who does this guy look like? He looks like Trent Reznor and Scott Aukerman had a child.
Or,
oh, cool coat, though. He looks like Dante from Devil May Cry.
Yeah, cool.
She's putting on the spider brooch.
Betty
there's
Snooper!
There's a bug in the bug.
Yeah. That's
Do
why
you
she
like
said
that?
This is clever, Betty Snooper. Nice little backpack.
Mm-hmm. Her backpack should be a spider, too.
This is strong recording equipment.
Yeah, well, they're in the AV lab.
Isn't she just in, like, the newsroom that she's always in?
If they were going to make this an interview area, why still
creepy?
All the candles and the furnace?
The weird ambiance?
Yeah.
Ah, he's so
Please
handsome.
Speak to my incredibly handsome father.
Do you think they kiss?
No.
Father, right there, he just kissed her.
No, I thought you meant him and Cheryl.
No. He definitely kisses... Oh, who does he kiss? He's got to kiss someone, right? You don't
Alice Cooper.
You don't get... You think it's just Alice Cooper? Polly. He kisses Polly.
Betty Cooper.
He's kissing Betty?
Yeah. Jughead.
No, he's kissing Polly. Polly, maybe Hermione.
And Jughead.
And Jughead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't get Chad Michael Murray on a show. You don't.
You're not have him kiss Jughead.
Yeah. Look at that face.
Very square jawed. Very nice.
Jason.
Why? He looks like a zombie.
He looks like the Joker. His hair's green.
Yeah, she was his queen, and you know, God help anyone who would disrespect his queen.
Ugh. Stop it.
What? That movie won an Oscar.
For what was it? Makeup?
For best movie of the year.
No. Was it makeup?
I don't know. Effects?
Was it effects?
Yeah, makeup effect. I don't know.
Something
maybe
like
makeup.
That.
I don't even remember it having like particularly good makeup.
Killer Croc. Or Boomerang or whatever it is. No, not Boomerang.
There is Boomerang. There's Captain
no,
Boomerang.
The guy that died.
Oh, you're talking about Slipknot. The man who could climb anything. But not away from his freaking collar blow his head off.
That garbage.
That's a good movie. I like the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Best soundtrack. Best use of Ike Barinholtz. I think Archie eats more than Jughead does, but they keep...
He definitely does.
They keep... Oh, God. Your baby teeth.
Yeah, it's baby teeth. The best nickname you can
possibly
have.
I would hate to have that nickname.
Baby teeth.
His teeth aren't even... If his teeth were like...
Why do you think he got that nickname?
If his teeth had all
spaces... Does he have tiny teeth?
I was going to say, if he had like all spaces in between his teeth, like they were baby teeth in an adult man's head, that is a fine nickname.
That's scary. Guys, this is a building I own.
Guys, this is my house for spiders.
Here's my my coach.
Yeah.
He's just sneaking around in here.
That's the thing. This was what I was laughing, because so, like, he comes out of fucking... It's like he lives in this gym.
That's what I was going to say.
It was all dark.
He worked for a sheriff for 20 years. You think he just made bank and then he's retired now?
Maybe.
Because he didn't have to do anything
for 20
years.
He had a city job for 20 years.
Yeah.
But now he's just, he's in this building with all the lights off. It's like he's just in here.
He's in his office.
The lights were all off.
There's light coming in through the windows. The cool clubhouse now. They know where this clubhouse is.
This is a good scene with Jughead just managing everything.
It goes on too long.
No, it's good the whole time. It's good.
It's like four of these too long.
It's good the whole time because you get a new shot and you get a new
look at all these cuts. Something. There's a lot of action happening.
It's very good. Jughead's apparently smoking because he's got an ashtray for no reason.
Just random dots all over the. Wait, we should actually, like, take a good long look at that map, because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Maybe stuff would start to make more sense. Now, what I was going to ask is, they mentioned before, look for the sneakers or whatever, but instead of having sneakers tied up there, it's two gargoyle ornaments on a rope, and they're hung over the telephone wire. Yeah,
they said like sneakers.
Oh, okay, I thought they were saying exactly look for sneakers. Okay, well, now I want to tell you that that's real stupid, yeah. And I think I want to get to...
Like Mike.
I want to get... Oh, do you think they were selling drugs in that neighborhood, like Mike?
Yes. You're Michael right. Jordan drugs.
Steroids.
He is... Do you think he's unreasonable? Like, this is a lot of anger.
Who? FP?
Yeah.
I mean, FP knows what he's doing.
What do you mean?
Like, FP was in on, like, training him for this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how headstrong Chuckhead is. What do you think he's going to do?
They're going to jail. Look at her smirking in the background.
Yeah, she's, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Jordan, I don't think that, what's her name, Grugens?
Gladys.
I don't think Gladys
Gary?
Is a very nice person.
No, she's bad.
I think Mad Dog's like the only person who could one-punch Archie.
She is so buff, goddamn.
Look at this worm in a suit.
He's so slimy. Ilio.
Oh, really,
this nice stable of fighters you've
Ilio
got going
the
on.
Worm man. I'm a boxing manager.
He is whatever he feels
this
like.
This week, I'm a boxing manager. Next week, I run a dry cleaners.
Next week, I run a casino.
You think Archie's favorite movie is Bad Times at the El Royale?
I think, his favorite movie is Dog Day Afternoon, as we saw on this bedroom wall.
Okay. What's Archie's real favorite movie?
Remember the Titans.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, I think it's
Listen to my
Titans.
Choice before what? You... Boondock Saints.
It could be. I don't know. That seems like more like Reggie's favorite movie.
Okay. It is one of... It's like a real basic choice, which is why I went with it.
And then Jughead's favorite movie is like The Third Man or something like that.
12 Angry Men.
Oh, that's a great movie.
That might be Betty's favorite movie.
Yes.
Because it's like...
Arguing.
Legal proceedings. Yeah.
Or Betty probably loves, like, Rosemary's Baby or something.
She's a big fan of Polanski's The Apartment Trilogy. Actually, she probably loves... No, you know what? Her and Jughead's favorite movie is Chinatown, as we have already seen.
Yeah, that's true.
They just love Polanski.
And Veronica's favorite movie is Clueless. That's obvious.
Clueless, any of the Hughes films.
Yeah.
Actually, Cheryl's favorite movie would be Clueless.
No, Cheryl's favorite movie would be Heather's.
Which that's
they did,
true.
She made them do in the musical. Or like, what's that one where they wear masks and then rob banks?
Point Break.
No, it's a group of women.
Okay, now hold on. Point Break is a movie where they wear masks and rob banks,
it's a
Jordan.
group of women. It's a group of women that wear masks.
Point
and
Break
I think, like,
2.
Charlize Theron is it? No. Or
Fun Moms.
Cameron Diaz? Is
Fun
Cameron
Mom,
Diaz?
Fun Moms Dinner.
No.
A Fun Moms Christmas. Are you thinking of Reindeer Games? You can't be.
No, I can't remember the name of it. It was like an early 2000s movie. I was going to say Cheryl Loves Election.
Is that the one with
Matthew Broderick
and Renee Zellweger?
Or Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon, sorry.
Who's this lady that she's getting her ass chewed out?
She just has to pee. But they're having a very private conversation in this enormous bathroom.
It's a nice bathroom.
You're just saying that because you want to go into the ladies' bathroom?
Yeah. Nice school bathroom. No, for a school bathroom, that's immaculate.
Uh-huh, that's true. Well, we also only went into the boys' bathroom, which always had pee on the floor. Yeah. It was always wet in there.
Look at the baby teeth eating another burger.
How can he eat it when his teeth are so small?
Archie's having a great time with baby teeth.
Yeah, Archie and baby teeth were about to be best friends. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I don't mean to spoil anything.
Is he just drinking a tea? What's going on there?
It's coffee.
Do you think that is coffee?
Yeah, probably. Archie's a coffee man.
Which one of them is a tea person?
Betty.
Betty's a tea person? Yeah. No, she still feels like a coffee.
Veronica's a latte person.
Yeah.
Jughead is definitely a coffee. Black coffee.
Yeah. I think we literally the first time we saw Jughead, he was just drinking.
He was drinking a coffee, yeah. Oh,
the classic mom.
I mom thought for sign. Sure this was going to be a fucking side of beef, because it's massive.
What is it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's two fish.
Two fish.
In the hugest wrapper you've ever seen.
She still has nice pictures of her and Hiram sitting around. Veronica's trying to parent trap him.
Mm-hmm. That's working, too.
The St. Clair's.
Why, Veronica is...
Oh, yeah, the St. Clair's. Nick St. Clair.
Veronica is, in some episodes, very smart. In other episodes, just goofy as hell. And, like, doesn't even manage to pull one over on the dumbest person in the world, Hiram Lodge. Kurtz.
Yeah, that guy Kurtz. Sucks. I hate him. Has Jughead told Archie that his mom's dealing drugs? He has, right?
No.
He's told the gargoyles.
What?
He specifically mentioned, like, Gladys is the one, like, dealing drugs.
Oh.
Was Archie in on that?
I don't know. I think you activated my echo.
Uh-huh. It sounded like that. Oh, my God. Would you join a cult if he was the leader?
I'd probably be pretty easy to talk into joining a cult anyway.
But look at that, those eyes.
I'm so self-conscious and I'm easily manipulated, so I think out of any one of us, I might be the second or third to join the cult.
At least second. Like, I mean, like, definitely not first.
Yeah, no, definitely not first. I think we're both thinking of the same person who's going to be number one.
Yeah.
Maybe not even second either. I might be like 34th, but yeah, I'm up there. I'm not perfect. I could be convinced. And yeah, if the head man was Chad Michael Murray, it might be easier to get me to go in there.
You can see him, like, enrapturing Cheryl right here.
Mm-hmm. And he knows there's a bug there.
Even though she always wears a spider brooch.
Mm-hmm. Well, only when she's being sneaky, so it is pretty easy to tell. I like that they call that out in this episode, too, like... This is what you wear when you're being sneaky, so we're going to put the bug in this thing.
Yeah. If Veronica goes in, just hide it in her cape.
Yeah. Do you think they could do this kind of sting operation if they didn't have a wireless microphone?
What do you mean?
Just ran a cord.
From like Cheryl's, like...
leg.
Leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm part of the cult now, Betty. Get out of here.
You need to stop bothering me. I want to talk to my cult dad, Chad Michael Murray.
I mean, I guess she is. Is she... Are her and Tony back together?
They are,
right?
Yeah. Okay. As of right now.
Yes.
As far as I know.
They were.
Having not seen Tony in this episode once.
They finished back together.
Yeah. Look, what are you doing? Dude, putting small peanut butter on this small bread.
What a weirdo.
Yes, and please bring my weird breakfast into my office. Oh,
just
what?
A charcuterie board for breakfast?
Can I have only lox, please? No bagel, only lox.
And some nice and cucumber sandwiches.
And pate on top of a tiny square of bread, please.
I do like that when Veronica bursts in, she's like, "How could you send fishes to Ma?" And he's like, "What are you talking about?" He's having a grand
what
old time.
What mafia?
Though.
Like,
I think just the St. Clairs. That's the only people they've mentioned.
And they're going to send fish to people?
There's Joey Poutine or whoever that guy was.
Yeah, Papa Poutine.
Poutine.
Paw Patrol Poutine.
His
Paw Patrol Poutine.
His son was that wanted to
small
kill Archie.
Fry. Small Fry.
Oh, but he was shot by Hermione?
Hermione.
Yeah.
She had to shoot him 12 times.
This show. Hey, they're still together.
Mm-hmm. They have a very healthy relationship.
Having pillow talk about murder.
They have a very healthy relationship. God, look at this. This is like the same outfit that Veronica's wearing now and what like Hermione was wearing when she was made mayor. Look at this.
This is their fancy
outfit. Ridiculous coat.
Do governors hang out with specific mayors a lot?
Yeah, sure. The ones in their pockets.
Yeah. The governor of Vermont, as we clearly know.
So Veronica's coat is clearly faux fur.
Yeah.
Do you think
Hiram's
is faux fur? It's real fur. You think so?
I mean, like, do you think in the show?
In the show.
Hiram's would be real fur.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't care about a skunk or whatever you use.
A skunk? Skunk fur?
You could fur a skunk.
It's probably mink. This is fun. This is Daredevil.
So if you had... This is Daredevil. Except with more than one person. If you had a mink coat, that's a mink. If you had a...
Ermine.
What?
Ermine.
Mink. But if you had a skunk coat, that's a stink.
Skink, yeah. Like no, the lizard.
I did not say skink. I said stink.
Not a skink?
No.
Like a lizard. Ontario's only lizard.
No, we have a turtle.
No, that's not a lizard.
We have a frog, too.
This is just good, though. Them going around beating people up.
Jughead gets fucked up,
I would say arguably this is the best... Or no, I wouldn't even put it up for... This is probably the best action sequence the show's done.
The fight scene with Archie where he fights 12 men is pretty good.
On the football field or...
No, in three episodes ago.
The pool?
No, in the boxing ring. He fights like 12 people.
This is more fun, I think.
Yeah, this is more fun, but... Just boiling a pot of water. Got him. Got him in here. Two eyes on this one. Why do they even need anybody else? Just let Mad Dog handle it, dude.
Get back inside.
Get back inside to your water.
Not my president.
Nice.
Did you see that the first time?
No.
I did, and I was very excited.
Did she write that on her own door?
Yeah. Everyone just leaving shit in the hallways all the time.
How can you tell which ones are your friends and which ones are... None of them are wearing gargoyle helmets, right?
Who?
To trick them? No. I thought I saw one of them put on a gargoyle helmet to trick the gargoyles.
They're all clear cut.
Gotcha.
Fangs is still with him, though, even though he's part of the cult. He's got two gangs going on.
This guy's cool. He's shooting his gun sideways.
Is this one Kurtz?
Yeah, right?
This one's Kurtz? No, yeah. Kurtz is the one that tries
that one's Kurtz.
No, that one's not Kurtz either. Kurtz is the one that's hiding in the dark. Mad Dog's gonna wreck some shit up here.
Yeah. One of these guys is Kurtz, probably.
No, he's the one in here.
Listen,
he's in the room.
One of them in the house is Kurtz.
Yeah, he's in this room right here that they kick open. He's hiding in the dark. He tries to
shoot. Why didn't any of them bring a gun? Do they only have three guns?
They only have like four guns, yeah. He's in here. He's sneaking around.
They have a lot of ammo.
They do have a lot. That's messed up, Gladys. What are you doing? Giving all these boys guns.
Making them make meth. Do you think that mattress is clean?
No, it's covered in piss. Kurtz.
Piss and night sweats from doing the meth.
Kurtz doesn't... Like, right here, here's Kurtz.
With a Luger?
Yeah.
Why does he have a Luger?
It was left here during the war.
From World War II? Yes. It was left in this building? Oh, this is one of those wartime apartment buildings.
And now we're going to do... what's it called? What's the one with the tracking shot with Matthew McConaughey? HBO.
True Detective.
Yeah. Jughead's gonna go do his True Detective thing.
Except, no, because it's cutting so much.
Yeah. He's gonna do it right after Mad Dog and Archie had their moment. There we go. But then Kurtz ruins it.
Well, you know that dragging shot is 12 minutes long, right? Yeah. Not 4 seconds.
And it's cut. And another cut. And here we go. And Kurtz runs.
Kurtz is up and away.
Yeah.
I guess you do that much meth, you don't feel a lot of pain.
Archie should be able to chase down Kurtz in that amount of time.
You would think so.
I don't know where Kurtz got away to, but...
He really kicked Jughead the fuck out of that window, though.
Yeah.
Don't you love when you come home and your father's hanging out with this guy?
Yeah. The Pope's here.
Isn't that a cardinal?
With the hat like that?
Yeah.
He called Monsignor, but I don't even know what that is, really.
I mean, I went to Catholic school. I couldn't tell you what a Monsignor is.
I have no idea. Is that just Italian priest?
Yeah, it's Italian priest.
Monsignor. Mr. Senior.
They're not Italian, are they?
Monsignor?
No.
The Lodges?
The Lodges.
No, they're Latino.
Yeah.
But
they're strictly
Well, you didn't say
Italian
Padre.
Catholic. Yeah, that's true. They didn't say Padre. A Monsignor is a different classification.
Yeah, they're up there.
It's like a special priest.
They're not bishops. They're not cardinals.
They're Monsignors.
They're not... there's a couple other levels kicking around in there. Archbishops. Archcardinals. Archpope.
There's not an archpope. I know that for a fact.
There used to be a couple popes going at the same time.
What do you mean there was a couple popes?
Well, you had the pope and you had the anti-pope.
The anti-pope is for Satanism.
And then you had a regular... another pope.
What?
Because the king of France was like, I want this guy to be pope. And then the other people were like, nah, that guy can't be pope. So he made his own pope and put him in Avignon.
I think you're making up you don't know nothing about
it. And then another pope tried to take power. We had three popes kicking around.
If you're wondering why we're talking like this over this part of the show, this one is very boring.
Yeah, I don't care.
This part with Veronica's
the whole Lodge
divorce
family
from her parents,
thing.
At this point,
end it.
Just end it.
Oh my god.
It needs to go away. It's so boring.
Make Veronica interact with Archie, please.
When do you think Jughead and Archie are going to do wife swap, life swap?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing.
Do more tropes.
Grudence, you tried to shoot me with a gun!
Do more tropes.
He's very threatening here. He's very strong. He says something that I think is very funny because he's like, "You surprise us this time. You'll never surprise us." He's like, "You were already surprised. You already shown that you can be surprised a lot because you're not good at it. They'll surprise you as many times as they can."
I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
But you won't surprise us again, Grudence. You can't do it.
He should just tell his dad. I don't know what he's doing.
Why doesn't he just, like, choke his mom?
Just choke his mom out?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just tell his dad?
Put her on a train. Send her away.
Get rid of her. Well, she does own the house they're living in now, and they had to burn down his old house.
And Betty is living there, right? Betty is living with them.
Yeah,
she has nowhere else to be.
She was living with Veronica.
No, I think she's living with them now.
She's just sleeping there when they're banging him.
I think she's there.
Oh, look at that nice picture. I didn't notice that before.
You didn't see that last time?
Storage room.
It's a very good
picture.
He's
got a very nice picture of him from Gilmore Girls, I'm guessing.
It's just his headshot. That's just what he auditioned with.
It's great. If I had my own cult, I would... Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's the best self-portrait we have in this show.
Know.
Otherwise, it's monstrous portraits of Hiram and Veronica.
Ghoulish paintings.
Ghoulish paintings where the arm is too big.
Just set this room on fire. Like, you're fine with that kind
of
thing.
Save your thing. Yeah, you in fact love the Inferno.
You love to burn.
You love to watch it burn.
Look at all these tapes. So many tapes. Wait, is that that picture up there twice?
It might be. I thought it was just once.
Man, Archie, I'm sorry. I'm going to go work for the snake man.
I'm going to go... I have to box for the worm.
Baby Teeth dies.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
I have to go box for the worm. The worm can pay me money.
He does need... Like, Archie's got no alternative to that.
Just live in this gym. It's got everything you need. Boxing. For free. Sleeping on the floor. And no running water.
Your grandma and brother can be here.
Your
as
grandma
well.
And brother can come to the gym and all go in the boxing ring, and you can all, none of you can shower because there is no running water. Do you think Mad Dog comes back?
This season?
This show.
What do you mean this show?
For the rest of the time the show is on TV.
I think he comes back this season.
You think so? And Archie's got to fight him?
No, Mad Dog saves Archie, maybe dies. It feels to me like Mad Dog has felt like he's going to die since the moment he was first shown.
Absolutely.
And
true.
He has like fake die twice. So.
That's true.
I'm trying to get you out, Cheryl.
Cheryl doesn't want to get out, though.
No,
Cheryl wants to get in and
Jason.
Deeper. Yeah.
I can see Jason again.
I'm Jason again. What if it turned out that Cheryl and Jason were the same person?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. I'm surprised we haven't seen Polly kicking around, though, recently.
You know why.
Because
you know why
she is Betty?
Yeah, maybe.
That doesn't make any sense.
I didn't say it.
So how's Betty been hanging out with Edgar ever and ever, but not also with Jughead the whole time?
I don't know. I didn't write the show. I just think that's what's happening.
No. Not happening.
So she got drugged up then? The drugs is probably in the air. In the church.
In that room?
In like a vaporizer. Like.
In that room? Where
yeah.
They going?
Like Chad Montgomery is probably ripping fat cotton. Blowing it into Cheryl's mouth. Yeah.
Like a puff of dust.
Yeah, like a puff of dust.
Mom, I know you see Sheik when you go into that room.
No, it's not Sheik. It's the other son.
That's Cheek.
Oh, okay. I thought she had a separate son.
No, it's all one. Charles.
She didn't have a kid named, like, Brownie or something?
Brownie. Who are you talking about?
She had another
There's
kid.
The one. Oh, the abortion?
Yeah.
No, but that abortion is Charles. She didn't abort it.
God, this is too much. I thought she had another kid that was named after food.
No, it's just Chick.
Okay. What kind of food is that? Chickpea?
Yeah. Chicks. No, it's baby chicks.
Chickens, okay.
He's the most beautiful baby boy. He flies around the room.
He flies around the room. I set a fire in the middle of the room and he does a big flip. Give me back my son.
Polly sees Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin sees...
Polly sees Jason too.
Moose.
That makes sense. Moose isn't dead.
Yeah, but he's gone. Who else could Kevin see?
I think
it's Joaquin?
Just... Maybe.
Kevin could see Joaquin.
I don't think Kevin would join a cult for Joaquin.
Or his mom, who's in...
Who's, yeah.
Gone.
She's in the away place. Yes. She's in the same place that the wizard's crap goes.
Afghanistan.
That's probably where it does go.
This is a nice setup with the candles,
it
though.
It is, but how do you light those freaking candles
I know,
every
they're
day?
So high.
It's like a puzzle every time you want to light these candles.
And you've got real lights in there, too.
I have to go first.
For what?
For Betty or Veronica.
Okay.
Because you're going to accidentally take mine.
Is it Chad Michael Murray?
No.
Is it Grudence?
It's Grudence and her minions.
Yeah. I know who.
Oh, imagine.
I know
who
Imagine yours is.
If all of the gargoyles in that fight scene were replaced by animated minions.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be a better fight scene if Jughead gets kicked out of a window.
Who's this sweaty boy?
Why do you think everyone's sweaty?
He is.
But imagine if Jughead
Fresh
got
eight?
Kicked out of
oh,
a window
a new quest card.
By a minion.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Defang the wolf cub. Oh, baby teeth.
Baby teeth. He did have small teeth.
Yes, he did.
Why is his tooth so
those,
little?
Those are baby teeth. Did he just never lose his baby teeth? That's terrifying.
Well, then there would be huge spaces in between his teeth.
Would there?
Yeah, because your head gets bigger. That's why you get bigger teeth. Because
it's pushing them out?
Yeah.
Maybe he had baby teeth and then his adult teeth were the size of baby teeth.
Were just as small?
He just had more of them.
Who's this again? Is this baby teeth?
This is baby teeth.
Yeah, okay.
That's messed up, Kurtz.
Kerms.
That's very messed up. You gotta tell your dad,
Kermit the Frog here. Do you think that's how Kurtz talks?
No, we've heard him talk. He talks like, yeah.
Oh, man, I wish he talked like Kermit the Frog. That's gross. I don't like looking at that mouth full of jam.
Mouth.
That's another episode of Riverdale, Jughead, Jordan.
You
don't say anything
FP.
Other than otherwise.
What are you doing?
Gotta tell him it's his wife.
Who cares?
Dad, I got something to tell you about.
Jawbreaker.
I know who it is who's dealing the drugs, Dad. It's your wife.
Your wife did it.
All right. That's the end of that episode. How are you grading it?
It's a good episode.
It's a good episode. I felt like I didn't have a lot to talk about that episode because I just
plus.
Liked it. I give it an A.
A? I was thinking about an A minus. I don't know.
I give it an A.
The Veronica Byram stuff is...
A minus, I said.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff's... Yeah, B plus.
A minus for me.
Sending fishes around. Who cares?
He didn't do that, Veronica. Did.
I know, but who cares?
It's boring to me. I don't want to watch it. I especially don't want to watch it twice.
Hey, you got to keep them separated.
I'm mad Baby Teeth
is dead.
He's dead.
Because we'll never get to hear.
We'll
baby
never
teeth
get to
again.
Hear about why his teeth are so small.
Oh no, it's a baby tooth.
This tooth they sent back to us. It's too small.
Do you think they knew his name was Baby Teeth, and those aren't his actual teeth? They just got a loose baby tooth and then sent them that.
And then they just pulled his teeth for fun.
Yeah.
Or just put a bunch of jam in his mouth.
They put all that cool jam in his mouth or whatever it is they use.
Cool jam. I'll tell you, Jordan. I do think that's the case.
Yeah.
Well, should we move on to everyone's favorite segment?
Yes.
This is Betty or Veronica.
Betty or Veronica.
And this is... Oh, you put a little stank on that one this time.
Oh,
it's like you
back.
Enjoyed saying it. This is of course, the segment where we talk
back.
About... Jordan's back. We talk about who we like in this episode of Riverdale.
Riverdale. Talk about...
Jordan, so, I was going to say Chad Michael Murray because I know that's yours.
Ah, he is.
But I'm going to be nice.
Baby teeth? Is it baby teeth?
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give you Chad Michael Murray. And I'm going to say that I like Baby Teeth. I think he's nice. I wish he was friends with Archie.
He had a great time eating burgers with Archie.
I really wish he was friends with Archie. I really wish that we got to understand why his teeth were so small. I feel like he got a raw deal. He got an Arnold Schwarzenegger's raw deal.
By the worst actor on the show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But he did get a raw deal there. If you're going to give a man a name like Baby Teeth, you got to let him have more than one episode. We've had 2 years of Sweet Pui, and I think Baby Teeth
and
is a funny nickname.
And we still don't know why he's Sweet Pui. He's not very sweet.
He's a sweet little Pui.
He's only sweet towards Josie.
And Jughead.
What
no,
did the
pee
like come
Jughead.
From?
He probably peed his pants for a long time at school.
Why is Fanes called Fanes?
Sharp teeth.
Why is Joaquin called Joaquin?
That's his name.
Yeah.
He loves the movie Her.
Yeah, that makes sense. I do too. All right.
Good movie.
Mine
I like that movie a lot.
Is Edgar Everett Ever.
Oh, no. Who could have called this
yes.
coming?
Well, he's a beautiful man with a beautiful cult and beautiful eyes.
Uh-huh.
And I would join his cult. I can see why Cheryl is so enamored
Should
of
I
you.
Say who I think I know who would be number one who would join the cult right away?
Yes.
Corey.
Yes, it's Corey.
That doesn't mean anyone to. That doesn't mean anything to anyone listening to this podcast.
Of course it's Corey.
But it's Corey.
And honestly, I think Zach could get looped in pretty quick, too.
Yeah, and then Amy by default.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I'm like fifth or sixth. Well, Jordan, that's been your Veronica, which means that I think it's time we move right along into my favorite segment. This is, of course, Farchies, where we look far into the future of Archie, talk about what we think is going to happen probably in the next three episodes of Riverdale. Jordan, there's only 5 episodes left.
Finally!
Finally! So what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, I just had one. Literally, I just had one. Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Tony's going to lead the serpents.
Do you mean the pretty
serpents,
poisons?
The pretty poisons and the serpents. Maybe, I don't know. They're going to break into the church for some reason at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Betty's kidnapped and Cheryl's in there kicking around, doing her thing. Mad Dog dies, saves Archie somehow. It's a beautiful moment. Do you think one of the lodges dies, Hermione?
No.
You
I don't
think they
I
kill
think
her off.
We're too far away now for that to happen. We've renewed their contract for too many years.
Get them out.
Get them out of there.
You gotta keep them separated.
We know you've liked the Offspring album Smash.
Polly floating around with her babies.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell at this point how it's gonna wrap up.
It's true. It is hard.
They've gone a little vague with everything that I don't understand where the plot is going anymore.
Yeah.
Other than eventually... Jughead, you gotta tell your dad. What are
you
doing?
You gotta tell your dad.
Tell your dad.
You gotta tell your dad.
Tell your dad. Get that
You gotta
hot,
tell your dad what your mom is doing. Does that mean
she's dealing drugs?
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Do it. You have anything?
Yeah.
You have nothing.
No, I do have something because I think
what
that
is
someone
it?
Is going to die.
Yep.
I think it's Pui.
Sweet Pui.
I think Sweet Pui dies this
no!
season. I think so.
Ah, Sweet Pui.
I think he does die. He's got a raw deal. He's gonna do something. He's getting Josie's gonna be like pissed about it because Josie does like Pui.
She loves Pui.
That or Sweet Pui and Josie are going to be dating, and Archie and Veronica are going to be back together soon.
Yes. I'll agree with that.
But Pui might die. I think Pui maybe dies.
No, that's sad.
Well, Jordan, you are looking back at your phone now, which makes me think that it's time for Jordan's got an interesting fact he wants to talk to you about Riverdale.
Interesting fact. Eli Gorey, who plays Mad Dog, is Canadian.
Oh, that's nice.
He's from Halifax.
Do you think they just got him from across the border from where they are filming the show?
In Vancouver, yes.
Lovely.
He moved
that is a fact.
He's also on the show called The 100, which I've heard is very entertaining.
I've heard, that also. Jordan, that was a fact. And this is a fact.
What?
That's the end of this week's Jugheads.
Great.
Now, they're
coming in at a hot hour.
Coming in at a hot hour. Jordan, thank you for watching this again with me.
Almost there.
Almost there, almost to the end. Can you tell we're running out of steam?
Yes.
Well, I also just ate a big dinner, so I'm like...
Yeah, it was a hot day.
It was a hot day.
It takes a long time.
And I'm realizing now I shouldn't have done this, but I did turn off the air conditioning. Is that a bug?
No, it's dirt.
Okay. It's a hot day, and I did turn off the air conditioning, so the sound quality would be better for this. Did it make it better? Let us know on Twitter. tweet at us at Jughead.
I know there's people listening to this. I know you're out there. Do you not
we
have Twitter?
We can see you. It's not me listening to this over and over.
I'm certainly not listening to this.
Go on Twitter. Tweet at us at JugheadsPod. Please.
Can
go
you just
on
tell
Instagram.
Us why you're listening to this? Maybe we should put this at the start of the episode one time.
Yeah, that's probably true. Like, we should change the intros. The intro is like, please.
Please tell us.
Don't forget
to
rate and review us 5 stars. We know you keep listening. We know you like it. Please, 5 stars. Write whatever you want in the review. I will read it. I'll read it on live.
You get your own picture.
Please, I'm begging. You get your own picture dedicated to
you.
Could
be whatever you want.
Could be whatever you want.
It's poop.
It could be poop.
I could put poop up.
I might have to veto.
I
might have to veto that because it might be
can
gross.
Can I put poop up on
Instagram? Yeah, as long as it's not like... No, you can even do like porn Instagrams.
Not really. You can't show nipples or anything.
I show my nipple in there.
On Instagram?
Yeah. No one's going to stop me.
Yeah.
You can send all your burning questions to jugheadspot@gmail.com. Jordan, until next time, thanks for watching.
Great.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye. Great. Keep jugging.
Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica, too. Reggie's here. Hey, Jughead, where are you? We want to thank